Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Yo! All right, that. How fitting that I say yo right off the top, and then Michael Yo's here.
I'm all up in your head, bro.
How are you, by the way?
I'm all up in your headspace. Man, let me tell you, I'm great, Joe.
Yeah?
Because I had a fabulous weekend. Somebody sold out 16 shows at the Brea Improv. And wow. I want to take full credit for that.
You should.
I should.
Yes, man. Yes.
Hashtag hard work, baby.
Hashtag comedy life. Comedy struggle. Hashtag I made it. Hashtag.
Killing it.
Hashtag riding coattails. That's what I'm doing.
Hashtag where's my name on the marquee?
Why'd they forget me? I don't understand. No, but man, I got to tell you, Joe Coy was sick this weekend. And did 8 shows, completely sick. And I will say this. I am going to go out on a limb right now and say Joe Coy is the best live stand-up comedy show you will see. And I put him up against anybody. Mm. Anybody. Damn. Anybody. Mm. Like, what impressed me, because I actually had to stay there because it was 8 shows. I thought I was signing up for like 4. I didn't know. I forgot how big you are. Mm-hmm. Like, usually be like, oh, we're going to do 5 shows. Okay, cool. I mean, like, 8 shows. Like, yeah. So... But I saw every single one, the beginning of every single one. And I tell you, every show is different. Every show is, you will not see another comedian do that. And it's inspiring to a person like me that's trying to come up, because I'm like, all right, well, shit, I got to kick up my game, dude, because this dude is killing it on a whole nother level. I've seen Kevin Hart's. I've seen Chris Rock's. I've seen same show every show. This dude, different show every show, and it's amazing. It's amazing. Big props, dude.
Thank you, man.
Big props. That's how I wanted to start off the show.
You know how... this is why I do it. Like, I always think for the wait staff. Like, if I was a waiter at the Improv, like, I always heard the same thing, like, yeah, we got to hear a different show every time.
Yeah.
Like, that was always my goal. Like I got all these people that I'm talking to, but for the most part, I don't want the staff to be so zoned out. Like, oh, God, he's in the middle of his act now. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want them to know where I'm at. So it was like me. It was up to me to, like, try and change it up every show.
Yeah. When did you get to the point where you felt comfortable doing that?
Oh, my God. About a year into headlining.
Really?
Mm-hmm. About a year in. Probably even less than that. Because I remember it was like I kept challenging myself because I needed new hours anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, because I had an hour coming out. My hour's about to come out, so it was like, I got to write a whole new set. And then from then on, I was just like, oh, I'll just do this style.
And the last thing I'm going to say, Joe Coy, and I saw the magic. I saw it happen. A brand new bit. We did the third show. It was a Friday night early show.
Yeah.
This new bit Joe came up with.
Yeah.
Will be the biggest bit on the special, and it happened this Friday in Brea. Let me let you know, it is the biggest bit that will happen in the next, but I don't care what you come out with.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
It's funny. It's funny because you ever get those dimes, Mike, where you're just like, where did that come from? And then you're like, I can't wait for the next show to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
That was
so mad at him. He didn't do it the next 2 shows because he forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
And I was like, dude, you got to do it again. And then he did it Sunday night. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And it was just like, literally, every line is a laugh. Every line. And it's not long lines. It's like, ba-boom, laugh, ba-boom, laugh, ba-boom, laugh, ba-boom. It's like, you've seen a boxing match when somebody's just throwing a bunch of, just punching, just ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, my God, it was incredible.
Dude,
but
thank
it
you.
Will be huge, and everybody's going to hashtag that.
I can't wait.
Yes!
I can't wait for that next special. I'm getting really, really excited to shoot this one, man.
Where you want to do it at?
I think... I'm gonna put it out there. Let's let the Coy Pond fans.
You should
give some suggestions.
You should do the Thriller in Manila, dude. That's what you call it.
That'd be dope.
Thriller in Manila.
No,
Joe,
that's iconic, man. I can't say that.
You will be iconic. You sold out the Philippines, man. Where'd you sell out? Like in a day over there?
Yeah, we sold out 3
Manila,
casinos.
Right?
Yeah, Manila,
dude,
Manila,
geez.
Cebu.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
The Thriller in Manila.
We sold out in one day, Kalen.
Good stuff, Joe.
It's crazy, man. Like, I don't... It's sometimes I keep pitching myself, and it's like...
You should. But you know what?
Like,
Joe
wow.
always says, I can't believe it, and which is good. Now, we're like, dude, you've been selling out shows for the last, like, 3-4 years, but now it's the next level. We get that. But it's a thing where you stay humble, man. You got to stay humble and you got to stay hungry. But Thriller in Manila, I'm throwing it out. Philippines, Netflix, let's do it. I'll produce it. Let's go.
Let's go.
He gave himself
let's
a credit.
Dang. I know. I need to be in there somewhere. Come on now.
That's Dre over there. But Michael Yeo is definitely here. Let's just do your dates coming up.
Right off the top.
Yeah.
Pasadena Ice House tomorrow, which is one of my favorite clubs because I do a monthly show.
Hands down, best club in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
I can't – like I should say other clubs, but it's funny. I'll go to other clubs and go, no, this is the best one. And then you go back to the Ice House and you're like, oh, this is what that other club's missing.
And can I tell you what I can't stand is when people kind of dog the Ice House.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's easy laughs. It's easy laughs. It's
no,
like,
it's not.
No.
No, it's not.
Funny.
No, it's not.
But what
who says that?
Oh, every comic.
You're kidding me.
In Hollywood says it's easy. But here's the thing.
What?
The difference in crowds is you're performing to a crowd you would see on the road. Like, they just want to come out and laugh and have fun. You go to Hollywood, everybody thinks it's so judgmental. But hey, if you can crush there, you can crush anywhere. But Ice House, I love it. I've sold out 20, like I have a monthly show, sold it out for 23 straight months. Now this is our 2-year anniversary tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
So, yeah, we got special drop-ins. So some people you know, Joe, I'm just throwing it out there. And then St. Louis Funny Bone, November 3rd and 4th. So there you go.
St. Louis Funny Bone, bro.
Yeah,
that's so dope. You know what's great? Well, go ahead, Dre. What were you going to say?
No, no. Go ahead.
When I was in St. Louis, I played that Funny Bone. What's up, Kalen?
What's happening, guys?
And I forgot to say what up, Chris. Hello. I didn't mean to do that.
Kalen just kind of snuck in.
So. He
did sneak in. The cool thing about St. Louis, this is crazy, man. I was performing at St. Louis Funny Bone for the first time, because I think that's a new club, by the way.
Yeah.
So I was performing, I was on stage, and I was just like performing, and then I started talking about my childhood, and then all of a sudden I said, God, what was the name of it? I was in, I can't even remember the name of the Air Force Base, but I said the Air Force Base, and someone in the crowd goes, that's here. I go, what? They go, that's here. Like, you're here, you're home. And then it all dawned on me. I was like, oh my God, that's right. I lived in St. Louis.
Really? Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
I had no idea, man.
Like what age?
Like, I was young.
Yeah, yeah.
I was, like, from the age of, like, 3 to 7.
Okay.
But, I mean, I remember it. Like, that's when my sister and my brother dunked my head in the toilet. Like, that memory.
So
I remember that.
So you're telling the story on stage.
I told the story on stage.
And you mentioned the Air Force Base. And it's the Air Force Base in St. Louis.
In St. Louis. That's, and then someone said, and I, crazy. And Scott, that's it. It was Scott Air Force Base. I said, Scott Air Force Base.
That's funny.
And then, I was just riffing, you know what I mean? And I was like, I was talking about my sister and Halloween or something like that. And then I said, Scott Air Force Base. And they go, that's here. I go, what? Someone in the audience goes, you know that's here, right? I go, wait, oh my God, it is.
Wow.
And I had no idea. I was like, I was from St. Louis.
Yeah.
I had no idea I had connection with St. Louis at all.
So when did you move to Seattle, or were you born in Seattle?
No, I was everywhere, man. I went, dude, my, this
were
is
Were you
my
a
life.
Military kid then?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't
Thanks for
I,
not watching my special.
I know, right? He doesn't hold
it. That's the first joke off my special. I'm half white, half Filipino.
Well, I know,
which
the military, I've
the
heard
military.
It. But I didn't know you travel from city to city, like hardcore. Like.
Oh, yeah.
See,
it's mandatory.
I know
you. So I was born in Misawa, Japan. So I actually had to claim that when I was like 18. I had to either pick my nationality, either Japanese or American.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with Japanese.
Rightfully so.
No, I said American. But I went from Misawa, and then I went to Scott Air Force Base, and then I went to the Philippines, and then Seattle, and then Vegas.
Wow.
And that's my life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was, because it was every 4 years I had to get new friends. And that's why I got, like, I knew I was funny, but that's when I was like, right when I got to Seattle, that's when I was like, oh, I'm going to be a comedian. Because I just knew it. Like, every city I went to, I was like, I got to be the funny guy. I got to be the funny guy. I got to be the funny guy.
I would also say that lended to you the observation of people that you have.
Like, yeah.
You have a really keen observation of people, and you can pick up on their mannerisms.
Yeah.
I think because when you go to new places, you're always studying people, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, that guy does this, or this guy does
I
it.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never even thought of that. Yeah. It just comes to me for some reason.
Yeah.
It's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ever do that when you start talking and it's like in joke form? You ever do that? Like, you just, and you don't know why it's happening. It's just happening. Like, I'll start talking, and I'm like, for some reason, like, this bit is creating. And then I'm like, ooh, I think I just got something. And then I'll go up that night, and I'll do it. And it's crazy. I don't even know where it comes from. I swear I don't know where it comes
from. Well, we were backstage. Here's what I like about Joe, unlike some other comedians I know. Joe is on. But he's not on at the same time. Like, you could actually hang out with Joe. Funny stuff will come out, but he's not trying to be jokey or funny. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Have you ever hung out with the comedians that are always on? They're like, hey. I'm like, oh my, stop.
Yeah, it's to the point where they're just doing fillers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if they don't have something, they'll just go, that's what she said. They'll just do something. They'll just do something to make...
Like, your show ended 3 hours ago. Yeah. You're still in normal conversation, they're like that. I actually set up a girl I know with a comedian, and I'll tell you off the air, because I knew he was going to be like that.
Yeah.
And she came back, and because he's a good-looking guy, and she came back and said, this dude would not stop. He thought he was on stage like the whole day.
Yeah.
Like, even with waiters, he'd be like, hey, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Yeah, it's not natural. No. It's like set up punchline. Yeah. He's like having sex, and he's like, did I get the light yet? Tell me when I get the light. I'll give you my closer. My closer's going to kill. You're going to have to clean up my closer.
Did I get to light? That means 2 more minutes, right? 2 more minutes. Okay, I got 2 more minutes. I can do it.
I got 2 minutes. That's what I told the guy. That's what I told the sound guy right before this night started.
2 more minutes.
Give me 2 minutes. That started 2 minutes ago.
That's right. He lit me as soon as I started.
Yeah, right when I started, he gave me the light. That's great, man.
Oh, man.
So the iPhone 10 comes out, man. The iPhone 8 came out, and they just...
What was that, like a placeholder? The 8?
Like, word up, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was anticipating the iPhone 8, and then all of a sudden, like, the iPhone announces the iPhone 10.
Yeah.
Like, 9's got coming out, iPhone 10 is, and by the way, here's this iPhone 8 you guys been waiting for 2 years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's going to be a piece of crap in a month.
Yeah.
And people went and bought it, and now I'm pissed.
Actually, I read a report.
Oh, boy.
Because I love
this. One thing about, hold on, let me introduce Michael Yo, because this should actually be a segment. This should actually be a segment in the show. I read a report.
I swear
to God, this man has read every report about anything you can possibly think of.
Absolutely.
You could be like, yo, man, this meatloaf is good over at Cheesecake Factory. You know what? Hold on now. I read a report. It was a Yelp review. There's a place called Meatloaf House. He'll just always have
something.
Do you
actually know? I found out something. But
why'd you buy an Audi, Michael? Well, you know what? You're not going to believe this. I was going to buy a Porsche, but then I read a report, and Audi is just like a Porsche, just $25,000 cheaper.
It is.
See?
And actually,
I told you.
And actually, the Volkswagen, if you get a Cayenne from Porsche, you know the SUV?
Yeah.
The Volkswagen is just like it. Same frame, same place makes it. It's just a different label. Mm. Same chassis, same everything. Just to throw it out there.
Well, no, aren't they? No, is it two separate? It is two separate things?
Yeah.
But it's the same. But the same company makes the framework, the engine, everything.
But is it like a Toyota Lexus deal where it's the same?
No. They keep it separate.
Oh, they do.
They keep it separate.
Just that SUV.
The company, yes, just the SUV. The company makes the same framework and the same motor.
But that Cayenne is so Porsche, though.
Yeah, but if you look at the Volkswagen, it looks just like it.
Only they put the Porsche Volkswagen nose. The Porsche nose is on that Cayenne.
Yeah.
Because I know that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that's what they made it to be their... It's crazy because it looks like a Porsche.
It does.
The Cayenne looks like a big, swollen,
well, the Cayenne,
like, 911.
The Cayenne is a Porsche.
Oh, Volkswagen.
Volkswagen has their own version of it.
Okay, I got you.
Which has the same exact, the same company makes the same frame, same everything.
Engine, I got everything. You.
But going back to your thing.
Yeah.
My report I read. What were you talking about?
The iPhone 10.
iPhone 8 actually didn't sell well, which Apple is very excited about, which means everybody's going to buy the 10.
No, yeah, but they put them both out there at the same time. They made the announcement at the same time. No shit.
It's like, who's going to buy the 8 anyway?
Yeah, by the way, hold on. Now we got to go back to the other, what you just said. Now here's the, Chris just pulled up a side-by-side.
Chris,
the Volkswagen.
It appears to me that his report had no pictures.
Yeah.
It's a Touareg and a Cayenne.
No,
it appears to me that your report was just text, because these are two different SUVs for sure.
If that other car was black, it wouldn't be far off. It wouldn't be far off. But the chassis is the same. I'm telling you, under the car,
okay,
it's the same.
Okay, so underneath the car by the four wheels, the chassis, identical cars.
And the motor.
Just not the frame.
Not the frame.
You know what? The side view mirror is identical. The side view mirror is identical. I mean, the they company. Obviously stole the same. You ever at the back of the magazine, they have the two same pictures, but there's a slight difference. Yeah. Yeah. That's spot what this is, right? What's it called?
Like spot the difference.
Yeah, this is spot the difference, and like, that is definitely the side view mirror.
So you're saying everything's different, but you spotted the same. This game would be spot the
it's
same.
It's opposite. Yeah, it's this spot is spot the same. And that's a side view mirror.
The door handles are the same, too.
Door handles are definitely the same.
Yeah, but everything else
is different.
And the word versus. Which is not part of the cards at all. But
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Different backgrounds.
Yes.
Yeah. People have no idea what we're talking about now.
No, absolutely. No, but we'll post this. This will be a picture so you guys will know where to refer.
Will you and Dre, will you get the iPhone 10 right away?
I am.
You are? Okay, Dre.
I'm getting it right away. Do I have to pre-order that?
Yeah, on the 27th.
Oh, really?
I can pre-order.
I think like midnight. Yeah, do it midnight on a Thursday night.
And then they'll just send it to me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's what I'll do.
So the new features are what? The face recognition?
The new feature is you are giving your entire facial recognition to the U.S. government. Right. That's the new feature.
Yeah, I think
you are part of the Matrix now.
I think they already have that.
Yeah. Well, no. Because thank you, Snapchat.
Right.
I always said that about Snapchat. I'm like, when those filters start coming out where you can make the faces, and then you just saw that face-off grid.
Remember when
Nicolas Cage did that in his face? And they just swapped his face, and I felt like, did I just go into the Matrix?
Uh-oh.
I stopped using Snapchat because of it.
You know,
I told everyone, I was like, I'm done with Snapchat. I don't like the way that looks. I'm done.
Nope, hold on.
I read a report.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew he read a report.
I did. You remember that Pokemon game?
Yes.
That was, everybody's saying that could have been a spy trap where another country could have made that game, put it out here, and everybody was bringing these people into their houses, their areas.
I heard that.
You read the report.
I didn't read it.
I read it. But it's amazing that everybody played this Pokemon.
Yeah.
They got all this information from people all across the world, and then boom, the game was gone.
Wait. Okay, now explain what kind of information they got.
The Pokemon game is you would walk around with your phone.
I remember.
And you would, oh, there's a Pokemon, so you would go to it. But the whole object of this game was showing people your environment, or showing your environment. So you would go places with your phone on. Mm-hmm. So anybody who ran this game would have all this information of you walking around your house, finding any place you went to. So imagine 10 million cameras showing somebody, whoever created this game, and they're collecting all that information.
All that data is in a huge warehouse.
So just think.
But I agree with you. Yeah. I think stuff like that is meant to normalize that type of technology for us. Mm-hmm. So when we do it now, like when you go anywhere now, they know your phone knows where you are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you said that your phone knows where you are, but you know who else? The government knows where you're at.
And that data has to go somewhere. It's not just going in the air.
I can't stand people that's so just ignorant to that fact. Like, it's just done.
It's just in thin air.
No, it's really a cloud.
Yeah. You know,
the info just goes to a cloud.
Yeah, there's a cloud out there with millions of bits of information.
Do they not know that when you send a nudie pic or anything like that, it doesn't disappear.
It doesn't disappear.
It doesn't just go to the guy that you sent it to or the chick you sent it to. It goes to a warehouse.
I think about that
and
every time I
click. Dude that has total access to your passcode.
Yeah.
He knows, and they always go, yeah, but it's secured with my passcode. They can lock you out of your own phone and make you create a new passcode, which means they have all your information. Basically, they're saying, you want this information, create a new passcode. Yep.
And if you're a celebrity, why are you doing nude pics anyway? Serious, you know you're going to get hacked. I don't understand people that take nude pics and send them out. Like, I don't care how big you are or whatever you think, I'm going to show this girl. Or if you're a female, why are you taking nude pics? Why are you sending it out? It's going to get hacked.
Yeah.
It's that
easy.
It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you talk about tracking, being tracked on your phone. my Bank of America app, because what Bank of America does, if you fly around with their card and you're in a different city, because, you know, sometimes we land in a couple cities in 3 or 4 days. So they'll cut off your card and you have to call them.
Yeah.
Now what Bank of America wants you to do is actually turn it on so they can track you wherever you go. Then they say, we won't turn off your card then because we know you're there.
You can now go. Yeah. You can go in your app, turn your card on and off.
I'm talking about with Bank of America. Yes, I know that one. But Bank of America wants you to turn on where they can know where you're at all the time.
The location.
So then their excuse for that is, hey, if you do that and you're in these cities, we know you're there because your phone is there.
We won't turn your card off.
You won't have
It always comes out as convenience for you, right?
Yeah.
But they're tracking you.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, man. It's so crazy to me. But that's the world we live in now.
That is the world we live in. You know? Hey, I love it. I'll take convenience and technology over anything else, but man, I get spooked out so many times.
Yeah,
like I won't say his name, but a friend who has a lot of followers. Like, you know what I mean? He's one of the guys ahead of the game, but I'm not going to say his name. He opened up his laptop and he had duct tape on the front camera.
Mm. Oh yeah,
and I was just like, yo, what's that? He goes, oh, he was embarrassed about it, but he was like, oh, you know, I just don't want them looking at me.
I have that on my laptop,
and I was like, you do?
Oh, because people can just wire into your computer and watch you through your camera.
Uh-uh.
Oh yeah,
you didn't hear about the Vizio TVs?
Oh, that's right. They did have it.
They were watching.
Can you imagine
the two-way cameras?
You're watching TV and somebody's watching you watch TV.
That's creepy. Yeah. That's kind of like that old bit that they used to do when someone would be on the mirror, like doing stuff with the mirror, and then there's a guy right behind the mirror watching. That's how it really is.
Yeah.
Yo, I hate that. Yeah.
So the other day I was having a drink with a buddy of mine. He got married, but he doesn't wear a metal wedding ring just because he just doesn't like wearing any rings. So he got like just a rubber one that just comes on and off, and it looks metal, but it's rubber.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking him about it, and he's just telling me like, oh, yeah, I just don't like being constrained by the metal, so I just got this rubber. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. So we talked about it for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I go on Instagram the next day. All my ads are for fake wedding rings. I never even looked it up. I didn't even look it up. It was all just me talking.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
That happened to me too.
What's the guy's name that has the comedy club in Santa Monica? He was on the show.
Lloyd.
We were in Santa Monica. I'm walking down that alley. I'm going to the van store.
Yeah.
And I see the club. So I stop and I'm talking to the bouncer and I'm like, yo, we had, you know, Lloyd on our show. Well, he mentioned the club. Mm-hmm. I just happened to walk past it, right?
Yeah.
I get home, Facebook, ads for the club.
How is that? How's that possible?
They track
How's that possible?
Yeah, man. They know everything.
And they must be listening to you. You're not even talking about searching stuff on your phone.
It has to be.
Well, that's why I still use it, but I don't have it on when I'm not using it. Waze actually listens to what you say, and so does Facebook. It's in their disclaimer. Facebook, when you're on the Messenger app, which I don't use, they actually say they can listen to your conversations.
No.
So that's why it's a separate app that you have to accept, the Messenger. Ooh. So if you listen to if you use the Messenger on your phone app, they can actually hear what you're saying. But don't ever order anything on Amazon. Because if you look up anything on Amazon, you will have ads for the rest of your life about that product you looked up. Straight up. But that's a part of marketing now.
Okay, but this is what trips me out about what Dre just said. Like, okay, he said he went to the club, and then you went home and there was nothing but advertisements for that club?
Advertisements for the club.
Okay, but don't you have to pay for that type of service? Or is that the government just saying, just to let you know subliminally, we're watching you? You get what I'm saying? Because that would be a great service. Like there's a company that goes, hey, look, when people walk in front of your store, we can guarantee that we'll throw some ads up about your location, blah, blah, blah. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
That's not what's happening.
So then why is it being subliminally told to you that hey, look, here's that club you were at?
Okay, I got to ask you something, though. Did you ever type in the club? Even when the guy was on, did you ever look him up or the club up?
No.
See, that's weird. If you never actually...
No, but that happened to me, though.
You never physically typed it into your phone.
Yeah, there was one time where I think I was in a store. I can't remember. And then all of a sudden, that's all I saw.
But I didn't even go inside. I stopped in front of it.
That's weird, man. That happened to me too, but I didn't think anything of it. I just thought it was a coincidence. And I remember telling Amy, I was like, yo, I was just in this store. I think it was like Brookstone or something. Yeah. And then I just saw all this like Brookstone stuff. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
Bossy massagers.
It's crazy because I was watching Sandra Bullock. Wow, this is getting like into a conspiracy show. I was watching Sandra Bullock's The Net.
I remember that.
And this it came out in 1997. It was 20 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like a computer expert, mm-hmm. remember?
Yep.
And she ordered pizza online. And I looked at Amy, I go, you couldn't order pizza online until about 5 years ago, whatever? Like, it wasn't in the 90s.
True. No.
It just
it was
started
at least
happening.
Mid 2000, like.
Yeah, it was in the 2000. It was definitely like even like 2008.
Yeah.
Not 97.
Right.
And that to me was like I can't remember watching that movie when it came out, but I know for a fact if I did see that scene, I'm pretty sure I was like, that'll never happen.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially what our computers looked like back then.
Yeah. Oh my God.
They didn't
yeah.
have pictures back then. It was like, your picture was like this pixelated happy face.
And then everything.
Yeah. Everything was a modem, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, so like, it's so crazy how everything's starting to come.
It's starting to happen. But let me tell you, I don't think, and I'm just throwing it out there, I don't think since our lifetime, let's say 50 years, the last 50 years, you will never see a technology boom like we've seen in our lifetime where you had no internet, you have internet. You had no cell phones, you have cell phones.
Yeah.
You had no big screen TVs. You got like the technology of Bluetooth and you will never see that. You'll see reinventions of it.
Yeah.
But you'll never see that amount of stuff happen in such
a small time. Yeah.
Like, my dad was like, well, maybe people – the only thing you might see that is the where people go back and forth in time. Not back in time, but teleport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they're saying that could be a possibility one day. That's cool. That's awesome. But it's not – but that's one thing. You're not going to see what you see now.
No.
Like in this short – like we went from not having an internet.
Yeah.
To the internet. Like can you imagine when we
– Yeah.
We didn't know what to – like how – like till we were like 16, 17 years old.
Yeah.
I think from like 87 to now.
Yeah.
That period of time.
Yeah. Can you imagine kids growing up right now? Like they got the good internet. Like they didn't have to go through the bad shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they didn't.
Like, they got the good stuff.
No.
You know?
Their monitor is actually a TV now.
Yeah.
They don't know what a monitor really looked like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a pixelated, everything was square.
With a picture tube in it.
Or how about just green letters? Like, did everyone forget about just green? You remember the screen was green and the letters were green and there was always this little, like, underscore.
The
underscore cursor. Yeah, it just moved with the letters.
I remember in high school, my girlfriend had her parents had a Macintosh.
The two. Uh-huh.
And I thought that was the greatest
thing on earth
ever. I was like, holy shit. She could actually write her papers at home.
Yep.
And print them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. my friend had a Macintosh and he was doing artwork on it, right? And it was just the most basic art program.
Yeah.
And he was just doing all this. He was like, it would take him forever. And then it would be like a house. Like, it was just a house with windows.
It looks like it was just a square.
Yeah.
A stick figure.
And then he got to pick his colors, you know what I mean? It was like a purple house. And I was like, and I remember going, whoa, that was so cool.
Yeah, you were so jealous, though, at that time when you look at it.
Oh, man.
It's like the video games today. I play Tecmo Bowl, but Frogger and Pitfall.
Back
in, you know?
Yep.
Like, Kaboom, all those games. And now you look at the game. I saw a commercial for a game, the NFL game.
Yeah.
I thought it was the real player.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Like,
I've done that.
I thought, oh, that's an animation.
That's really
I thought it was highlights.
Yeah.
Yep. Joe had his, he was playing Madden the other day, and it was the Vikings. They were just walking around because he wasn't playing for a while, so they just start, you know, moving around and stuff. And I was like, oh, this, it's on?
Yeah.
And he goes, the game's on?
You never sounded older.
Hey, I know. But no, it looked real, bro. Yeah.
It looks real, man. Yeah.
As a side, do you think that's why younger people have a kind of not the same amount of respect for the athletes? Because they actually play with their images?
Mm, I think that, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
so if they don't differentiate between like playing with their images and then watching their images on TV.
Yeah, they get it.
Maybe not. Maybe I don't. I just think.
My son really thinks he's beast mode because he always picks Marshawn Lynch, and he's like, "Watch this, Dad, beast mode," and he'll run. He thinks he's Marshawn Lynch,
and then he jumps up and hits his chest. Yeah, beast mode.
Yeah.
No, man, it's a thing where I was in this conversation with somebody this morning. It's weird that kids today, and I don't know who to blame. Maybe it's the parents, but they're so sensitive. Because we grew up, our parents didn't care what we thought. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering, like, what's happening? Are the people our ages now, like, oversensitive because our parents were so strict?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. What's happening? Probably, yeah. When I discipline my son, when I discipline my son, the first thing I say to myself is, I don't want him to feel the way I felt when I got disciplined. Yeah. My mom didn't care, bro. Yeah. I remember there's an Eddie Murphy joke. I think it's in Delirious when he's crying in bed and he wishes death on his mom.
I was that kid.
God, please let her die. Yeah, like, and then the breathing, like every time he breathed, I want her to get hit by a car. Like, I did that. I related to that joke so much because that was my life all the time. I would always say mean things like that to my mom when she would send me my room. I wish she would just leave. I hate her so much. God, die. Die.
But I believe even kids, no matter how nice or you coddle them, they're still going to say that if you say you can't play the Xbox for a week.
Yeah.
They're still going to do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're still wish, I can't play, Xbox.
I took my son's phone away. It's been gone for almost 2 weeks now, and he hates me every day. Like, Dad, come on. Like, what am I supposed to do? What do I do now? Breathe? You want me to breathe? I need the app for that.
Breathe app.
I need Breathe app. I just downloaded. I don't even know how to breathe, Dad.
So true, man.
Yeah.
He is such a, like, he is so emotionally attached to that phone, man. He can't live without it. And now he's on this. He's got his school laptop, and I just found out that he got Instagram on that thing. And I'm taking that damn computer away.
Yeah,
because I didn't know he had that. I'm trying to. I go, you can't have anything, Joe. I'm taking everything away.
Yeah,
you gotta pay for your crime, brah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Breaking and entering. Are you kidding me? How are you gonna break into your own house, you idiot?
Wait, what?
Okay, this is what happened, Mike. This is what happened.
He broke into your house.
So I was on the road. And I go, are you going to your mom's or your friend's house? He goes, I'm going to stay with my friend tonight. I go, all right, good. I'm on the road. You know, you need any money, blah, blah, blah. I gave him all his outs to be a good boy. Bro, I have this thing called Kuna. It's my security system. Yeah. And it goes directly to my phone. The minute it's engaged, I get an alert on my phone, right? It's like it goes, bloom, right? Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, so I got to check my phone. 5:30 in the morning, Mike, my phone goes bloom, bloom. So usually when that happens, it's usually the wind.
Yeah.
Like a leaf is blown. So I'm ignoring it. Goes off two more times. Bloom, bloom. Something's weird. I go to Kuna. It's my son and three other boys that Ubered to my... Oh, look. Watch this. This is them going to the pool at 2:30 in the morning. Now stop it right there. Yeah, look at my son. Look at the camera.
He knows.
He's looking at camera one. Now look. He's going to look at camera two right there. And he's fully clothed.
He knows.
He knows. Now watch this. Keep letting it play, Chris. Watch this. This is my favorite part. Oh, one more boy. One more boy. Let's go swim. Notice all the other boys are in their shorts, except for my son.
Why is he in a hoodie?
Because he knows the cops are coming. He's fully clothed. He already knows. I even asked him, I go, dude, why are you fully clothed? He goes, dude, I already knew I was in trouble, Dad. I already knew. But you know what? I was just like, I looked at my friends and let's do this, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm down.
I need to get that system, man.
Oh, it's the best.
So Kuna, it's a motion.
Motion. It's got everything. HD cameras, man. You can turn on and off the lights. This is my favorite feature. I can talk to my son. I left him at home the other day. I was at Brea.
Yeah.
And I told him, you better wash the clothes, Joe. Because he's on full-on restriction right now, like grounded. I go, you better wash the clothes. And then I was in the green room, and my alarm went on. I went, boom, and I to open the phone, and it's him walking to the downstairs to go put the clothes in the dryer. So I waited for him. And as he came up, I go, I love you, good boy. And then he went like this. He goes, you damn it, you scared me. And he slammed the door.
That's hilarious. Kuna.
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 Yes, it's the best.
Up.
And they got just lights. You just buy the lights, and no one knows. No one knows that you have it.
Really?
Yeah, it's sweet, man. Okay. And Heather McDonald's husband, Peter, is the one that hooked me on that. He's like, hey, you got Kuna? You know what Heather? You know what Peter is? You know Heather
Peter's
McDonald's
awesome.
Peter is just the oldest kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heather's got three kids. Heather's got three kids, and Peter is her eldest.
He's the eldest.
Oh, dude, he's so funny. He's always like, if I call him right now, and I'm like, "What are you doing, Peter?" Oh, I got this important meeting. You know, it's about Heather's blah blah blah. And I'm like, "You want to go golf? Let me see what I can do. Hold on, hold on. Let me see what I can do. I can push it. I can push it.
I can push it.
I can push it to tomorrow." He will push his wife's business to tomorrow.
I love
it's
it.
The best.
Are
I
you
love
a golfer?
Him. I have a membership. You want to go?
No, I've never golfed.
Oh, I
never,
love it.
Never,
never,
like,
I love it. Never.
Never even like driving range, anything?
I went once.
Yeah.
I dressed up like Tiger Woods on purpose. I
oh, had that's the, when you shot that thing for Chelsea.
No. I actually went, but I didn't realize I had a red shirt on and a Nike cap.
Okay, hold on. Stop, and I don't want you to talk right now. This is now you are being you are lying right now.
No, I am 100%.
You are lying right now.
I am 100.
Hold
I have,
on.
I wish I
Michael,
had the footage.
Stop talking. Stop talking. You because okay. When did you do this? How many years ago? About 15.
No, 2 years ago.
Okay. Anyway,
2 years ago. It happened.
Oh, jeez. You're such a liar.
No.
You're a liar.
I went to Koreatown. They have this.
Oh, now you're Korea a big liar. Okay. Stop. Turn off his microphone.
What?
Turn off his mic. Let me tell you what he did.
Oh my God.
No. Because when Tiger back in the day, you know what I mean. Everyone always said Michael Yeo looked like Tiger Woods. That's all he got. Everyone always said it. Chelsea said it. We said it. Yeah. Everybody said it at where we were like. He even did Chelsea even did this Tiger Woods bit and made Michael Yeo come in and be Tiger Woods. I swear to God.
Yeah.
And he knows that. And he also knows, even if you're not a golfer, because you didn't have to be a golfer to be a Tiger Woods fan. Like he was amazing. And you knew every Sunday he wore the red polo and the black hat. That was his game. That
Absolutely.
Was his uniform. So for you to be, for you to get compliments since the beginning of time that you look like Tiger Woods, and for you to know that he wears a red polo every Sunday, and then all of a sudden you're in Koreatown, you go, hey, I'm going to go golfing. Let me grab this red polo and black Nike hat, and let's see if some Koreans will walk up to me going, Mr. Woods.
What's the Woods? So anyway, I'm there. It's a true story. I'm at the
How many people walked up to you and thought you were Tiger Woods?
Nobody. I think they were scared.
They really thought you were Tiger Woods.
They did. From far away, I look like him.
I know you do.
And then they saw me hit the ball, and everybody turned back around.
That's Lion Forest. No. That ain't Tiger Woods. Lion Forest.
Lion Forest.
True story, man. True story. I thought it was
He's
hilarious.
Awful.
He's awful. That dude's terrible.
That's Panda Sticks. That's Panda Sticks. That isn't Tiger Woods.
No. It was terrible. And then after that day, I never played again. I was like, but my wife's husband, I'm her wife.
My wife's husband. Yo, my wife's husband's a good guy.
He's really good at golf.
Yeah,
he's a great golfer.
My wife's dad is a golfer, and he's always trying to get me out there, but he's really good.
Really?
I don't want to embarrass myself, and he thinks I'm less a man.
Are you one of those people that will only do something that you're good at?
Yes. Yeah. In front of other people.
And in front of other people.
Like, especially her dad.
No, I don't care.
No?
I'll do it, yeah.
You'll do it?
But I'm one of those guys that, you know, I'm an athlete. You know that, Trey.
I do know.
I'm a natural born athlete, and I can pick up on any.
I don't know
any.
Natural born maybe be a stretch, but.
You were naturally born, yes, but not an athlete. Not at all.
I can play any sport.
Anybody can play any sport.
No, but that's, good. That is but true. Very well. I am very good. I can play a round of golf, and I'll be very good, and people will be like, oh, damn, you're pretty good.
Oh, really?
I can play tennis, and people will be like, wow, you can play tennis.
That's two
basketball,
sports.
Everyone That's will be two. Like, dang, you can shoot, man.
You still
you're
haven't played
good.
Me in basketball.
I would crush.
Joe, we've been talking about inside, this for 6 years.
Here's the
We're
thing.
We're going to Facebook live this basketball game.
Mike, I already know what style of game you would play. You would bully me, and you would push me all the way up underneath the hoop, and then you would try and just lay it up. And that would be your game plan.
Joe,
because I know for a fact you can't dribble because you can't even walk. You can't even walk correctly.
My knee is messed up.
Yeah, and then two, I know you can't shoot because I've seen you throw one of those. You know when you roll up a paper and throw it into the trash. I've seen him do it. It was the worst thing I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
because that's just like a basketball.
It takes skill to throw it in the hoop.
Joe, let me tell you something, and I'm gonna be honest here. I'm 42. Yeah. I haven't played basketball in 24 years. but I would still beat you.
I will
not
bet you.
Not picking up a and you have a basketball court in your backyard.
I will bet you. I will bet you $2,000, and we will donate this to charity.
I kind of like this idea.
Huh.
Wait, you were so confident until money was involved. You were so confident until money was involved. And the minute I threw a number out there, you're like,
well, Facebook
I was just trying to get the show going. I was just trying to provide content. I wasn't really serious, my man.
Why did he turn
I was just
a,
trying to find out.
I was just trying to have
a funny debate with you.
I'll do $1,000.
No, we're doing $2,000.
No, I'll do $1,000.
No, well, then don't talk to me.
Scared.
I'm an athlete.
You're scared.
Scared? I'm
Let's
the
do
one,
it for a thousand. You
I'm
should
the
be
one putting up the most money, you moron.
All right, I put up $1,000. You put up $2,000.
What? No, that's
You make
stupid.
A lot more money than that's me right now. You just made almost like whatever money, 16 shows. Oh, now who's scared? I would play it for free. But if you want to do money, you put in $2,000. If I win, you put in $1,000.
That makes no sense. $2,000 means let's do this.
Why? But it's for charity.
Dre,
I say we
be
do
quiet,
it.
Mike. Mike, be quiet. You stop talking right now. This is my show. You stop talking your mouth. You stop talking your mouth.
You stop talking mouth.
Stop talking your mouth.
All right, Dre, you tell me. You tell me what you think is the right bet and the guy that is the most confident. Is it the $1,000 bet guy? Is he confident? Or is it the $2,000 in your face you think you can win like you just said? That I am 42 years old, I have a broken... No, listen to me. I'm 42 years old, I have a broken knee, and I'll tell you this right now to your face, Joe. I will always beat you in basketball. And then I go, let's put $2,000 on it. Well, hold on. Like, my knee isn't 100%.
I think that you may have put it out of a range that you knew Michael wouldn't have gone for.
Yes!
So...
Yes.
You didn't have to do it.
You can go ahead and turn off Dre's mic. Dre is no longer on this show. We're accepting all applications for a sidekick on the Koi Pond. So please send emails Gemma at joekoi.com. Hashtag new sidekick.
Hashtag Dre's gone.
Dre's gone. Hashtag last day. Hashtag dumb move. Hashtag never disagree with the boss.
Hashtag I love Dre.
Yeah. Hashtag
Dre's the best.
Hashtag Michael Yo's last day as well.
Hey, Mike, is there a spot over there? Serious?
Yeah. We got room for you. We got room for you.
Oh, man.
I got anybody
laugh.
That got my back.
All right. Yeah. Okay. And that's a valid point. That's a valid point. Dre, I will admit, once again, you pulled it off. That's one thing I like about Dre. He really does know how to, like, if you ever need someone to talk to, people, you should go to Dre.
I'm a balance guy, man. Lawyer. I balance things
you
out.
You do balance man. Things out. You
I
do
try.
Look at both sides, and I do appreciate that about you. Okay, so it will be a $4,000.
Okay. $1,000.
Let's do it for $1,000, and I want to say dollars.
Dollars, yeah.
Dollars. American U.S. dollars.
And we will Facebook this game live.
Fine.
Because
we'll
people
go to
should
10.
See this.
We'll go to 10.
10. And we'll even do it at your house.
Yes. And
home court advantage.
And I will say this, since you are 6'1",
yeah,
over 200 and what pounds?
I'm about 215.
Okay. And I'm a 177 petite, 5'10".
But I haven't played in 24 years. I have not.
But I guarantee the way he will win is he will back me down with this.
He's already saying I'm going to win.
No, I will guarantee this. If he were to win, this is how it would be.
Oh, my goodness.
But in my stomach. He will put his butt in my stomach. He will dribble in front of himself, and he will slowly take baby steps backwards until, and then he'll look up and see the hoop, and then he'll turn around and then put it in.
I envisioned that whole thing. That was a great description.
Is that exactly how it play?
Yeah.
But that's exactly how it play.
But I do want to split the cost on you with one thing.
Okay,
so we won't fight at all.
Okay.
We need to get a real ref.
Because Dre is a real ref. He's certified.
Okay, yeah. You're going to ref. So my thing is because Joe is going to.
So you'll call foul.
Yeah, it's Joe.
I will not foul you once.
Joe will foul.
No, I will not foul you.
Okay.
That's the thing, man. My game is strong.
Yeah, because you have a basketball court in your backyard.
Yeah,
and you play
but that has nothing to do with the success that I have in life.
You play all the time. You probably played before you came here today. Like me, I am not going to play once. And so probably by the time this game happens, it'll be 20.
You're not going to practice.
Listen to me. I'll probably go in on him, like, just to show him that I can drive on him, just to make him look stupid. I'll break his ankles a couple times. But primarily, all my shots will be outside. All of them. I'll even hit it from the three. That's how good I am.
I hope so, because I haven't played in 24 years, and I will beat you.
Let's set a date for this thing.
I know. We need to set a month from now.
Chris, let's set a date. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right. And then here's another thing that I'll beat you in. You also played college football. For what team?
University of Arkansas.
Okay. I will beat you in any type of football competition. That's how good I am.
Well, I'm not fast anymore.
Well, I don't. I'm pretty sure you can't even throw a football.
Let's put the pads on.
Oh, no. I can't. My arm's jacked up, too. My body's just destroyed.
I mean? I'm an athlete, Caitlin. I did it.
I was just about to agree with you, right?
I'm so sorry.
You're losing everybody today. Joe's losing everybody today on the show.
I'm sorry. Caitlin, I'm an athlete. I just want you to know that.
Okay.
So, all right. So, no on the football?
No on the football because I can't throw anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, my arm is jacked up.
I told you, Dre. You know,
it's a lot of excuses.
No, Dre, you see my game.
A lot of excuses.
Dre, you see my game.
I just want to play basketball.
Dre, you see my game. Let him know.
I have.
Let him know. I don't know.
Which part?
Let him know how good I am. Tell him, Dre.
Joe's.
Thank you, Dre.
You can dribble. You can dribble the ball.
This is going to be Dre's last show. This is his absolute last show, everybody. So send all your farewell tweets.
Oh, wait. At basketball?
Yes.
Joe is phenomenal.
Thank you.
At basketball.
Go ahead and not send those tweets. Dre just got his job back.
Let me tell you.
I'm really, really good.
Joe's a great dribbler. You said it.
All right, so when are we going to schedule this?
Well, you set the date. You're touring all the time, but we'll do it at your house. I'm not going to practice because I don't need to because I don't care.
Don't cry, Mike. Don't cry. You have a tendency to cry a lot.
I don't cry.
Yeah,
I actually am very sensitive. I do cry.
Yeah.
But this game is going to be epic.
Okay.
And you will lose.
Are you a sensitive man?
Yeah, I am.
I am too.
I cry a lot, man.
Yeah, I cry. I get choked up. I cry. I watched America's Got Talent, and 3 out of 5 golden buzzers, I cried.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I have a soft heart.
Do you too. Do you visibly cry? Because I'm sensitive too, but I never would.
Like, oh, really?
I'll go get up and go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah. Oh, well. I see what you're saying. Like, will I sit in front of the TV and let a bunch of tears drop from my cheekbones?
Yeah.
No, it'll just water up and then I'll fight those and then I'll do the whole like wipe with my index and go, man, this is a good show. I'll do that.
No, I let them flow.
Do you really?
My wife is so used to it now. Yeah, she consoles me. You know that.
She loves it, huh?
Oh, man. But it's after I had the baby. It's like everything's changed. Like, I'm so sensitive towards everything.
Really?
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, he crawled for the first time, and I was crying. Like, literally crying.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to cry for that.
Yeah. Check out my baby crawling at my Instagram, at Michael Yo. Yeah.
That'll last until the first time he breaks some expensive shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
then you'll go.
But I'm going to spank my kid. I already told my wife, like,
you better not say that publicly.
You've already got plans on abuse.
Better not say that publicly. You're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail, bro.
You can spank your own kid.
And this is actually proof that it's premeditated.
Have you read a report on that you can spank your own kid?
You can't spank your own kid?
No.
No.
You can't spank your own kid.
No.
I don't mean whip.
It's not like us, bro. It's not like us.
You can't spank them.
No.
It's against the law to spank your kid.
You can only take their phone away.
And threaten them that you're better than them at sports.
That's the only thing you can do.
I did spank my son.
Good.
And I spanked him. The last time I spanked him, I think he was 8 or 9.
Yeah.
And
that's where it stopped.
Yeah, I haven't done it since. But you know what I moved to? Grabbing a handful of hair.
That's abusive.
Abuse.
I don't do it anymore.
That's abuse. Wow.
I don't do it anymore. But I stopped spanking him, and I just grab his hair. And I go, you better shut up right now. And he goes like this. Oh!
All right! Look, oh, God.
That's got to be more painful than a spanking.
I think it's
embarrassing.
I think it's more embarrassing. Because it's not.
Because he did it at the mall.
Yeah. I would. I'm like, stop it. Because my mom did that. She used to pinch me. Oh. She stopped hitting me and she pinched me.
Oh, yeah.
She would pinch me so hard, man. And she goes, don't let, you better not move. Don't move.
Yeah.
Like, try and get her from the pinch. Like, get away from the pinch. Don't. You shut up right now. Shut up. And then she'll cross her heart because the priest told her to cross her heart. Because we're at church. Now, go get a body of Christ. And I'm going up there. You know, what is it? Communion?
Yeah.
Crying. just want to say something to the. You're not gonna believe what she did to me. You know how bad. You know how many times I want to do that at church? Just turn around, and go. She's hurting me.
You want to tell it?
She's hurting me.
But how many times did that happen when you
were
growing
up? All the time.
I wanted to tell people what my parents were doing to me.
But you know that they would have.
You would have got it worse when you got home.
Other adults would have had your parents back.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
At that time, yes.
At that
today?
Time. I remember.
Jesus would have looked at me like, man, please.
You see me nailed up here.
Hey, just eat my body and go back there. You know what they did to me? You know what they did to me?
Dude, I got a whooping by a neighbor.
What? Oh, that's gangster right
there.
Yeah,
that's how it was back then, man.
Really?
Yeah, our neighborhood was thick, bro. Like, if a neighbor caught you doing something, because they were friends. They played cards on the weekends, that type of thing.
Wow.
They catch you doing something in the hood, like.
Dude, I don't care how bad my son is. You better not touch my son.
Exactly.
I'm coming after you.
But it's not like
different,
that anymore.
It's different. It's different today.
Because those were real neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, generations that grew up together.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. It was a different vibe. Yeah, like now it's like we don't have neighborhoods
anymore. I don't even know these people.
Yeah, I remember that. I had a neighborhood. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. That's something my son doesn't have. He doesn't even know the next door person. He doesn't know the person next to us.
Yeah.
But I remember I knew my whole block, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I remember going up the hill and to the right, and there was two more friends up there, man.
Yeah.
We had at least 10. No, we don't.
No.
That's
you
nuts,
barely even
man.
Talk to each other. Do you speak to your neighbors? Now?
Well, now, I talked to, but I live in like a neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Like Joe lives in a different type of area where our thing is about community. That street is all about community. Like I know all my neighbors.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I know their kids. I know. So that's what we wanted to move into.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always that one lady on the block that just hates everything.
Yeah.
You know, she's the tattletale of the block. But then I was like, that's great. When we're out of town, she'll let us know when stuff is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you know what the Hendersons did?
Yeah.
Michael, do you know what the Hendersons did this week?
Do you
want to know? Just ask me.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What they do this week?
They threw a party. First of all, yeah, and they used your driveway as a like where the valet was parking cars.
Really?
Yes. And I said something. I go, they're going to be back here, and I'm going to say something.
Did you? So what'd you say?
I told them exactly that. I go, I don't think Michael will appreciate you guys parking on his driveway.
And did they listen?
Yeah. They did for after the party. They all left.
Okay. So you had no effect on that?
Nothing actually happened. Chris, what do you got on that iTunes review?
All right. Yeah. So just a heads up, everybody listening to the podcast. If you go on Apple Podcasts or iTunes and you want to write a review, we'll read them on the show.
Yes.
We love hearing from you guys. This one is written from Marasco Pico. Mm. Much love and aloha, JK. Hawaii. Love you, Brada. Love your humor and your pod makes my day, especially when you bust out mom's Filipino accent. I got cousins that are Filipino. It just gets me every time. I used to tell my cousins this joke. How many Filipinos does it take to turn on a light switch?
How many?
One flip. LOL. Had to hit you with some Islander humor.
That's racist.
Aloha, Brada. Keep it up. You're my whole family's favorite comic. Much love, Brada Mel.
That's so funny. You know, him reading that, I can actually see what he looks like in my head. I already painted a picture of what that Hawaiian looks like.
What's he look like, Joe?
He's a little heavier set.
Okay.
He's got a beautiful red aloha shirt on. You know what I mean? Shorts, just bad shorts.
Flip-flops. Yes.
Some very worn flip-flops.
Yes.
By the way, they hate new flip-flops out in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. You got to bring them in.
It's got to have some time. You know what I mean? They want years on their flip flops. It's got to look like it's been worn. They will not. Their new flip flops is date night. That's date night.
Wow.
Yeah, that's when they break out the good flip flops.
Formal wear.
Date night.
Formal wear.
Yeah, formal wear, brother. This is my 20th year anniversary. I wear a good flip flop for baby. I love Hawaii, man. Hawaiians, bro. I swear to God.
Would you ever move there?
I think I'm going to, man.
I thought the time that we were in Hawaii this summer.
Yeah.
I said it to Gemma. I said, I think Joe ends up here.
I think I am, man. It's just the aloha spirit out there is just amazing, man. They really do just live for the island, man. You know what I mean? Those people are the island. Like, that's their home. They live for it. They love it. They cherish it. They all know how to take care of it. You know what I mean? And you could see it. You could see the respect among, like, the people out there, and I love
it's
it, man.
It's a beautiful place.
It
man.
Really is. And I'm talking all the islands, by the way. The less, when you go to Kauai, there's like less tourists over there. It gets more like almost primitive.
Oh, the big island is crazy.
Oh, yeah. And it just becomes more like aloha. Like, this is our island, brother. We just live here together. Yeah.
Everything, like, don't go to a, like, I went to a restaurant and it was supposed to open at 11, and the sign on there said, hey, sometimes we come at 11, sometimes we come at 11:45.
Yeah, you know, brother.
It's just like, you know, whenever we get there, we get there.
Yeah, we still tired, brother.
Yeah. It moves so slow.
Oh,
but it's
I
great.
Love them, bro.
But it's just you're relaxed there, yes. man. There's no pressure. There's no nothing.
And then I even told Dre, I go, watch, time's going to move slow.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
moves slow.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everything moves slow.
It slows
time
down.
Time moves slow.
I remember you always commenting.
Yeah.
Like, it's only
2:30.
5 o'clock?
Yeah, it's only 5 in the afternoon. I felt like we did a whole day's worth of stuff, and it's only 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Hawaii. Aloha. I can't believe what happened in Hawaii.
11 sold out shows, man.
11 sold out, and then 2 in Maui, and total number of tickets, 25,000 tickets sold. And I'm just like, that's the whole island, bro.
Yeah.
And they never even really went on on public sale.
No.
It pretty much sold
out
on
pre-sale. We're done, yeah.
Bro, I promise you, Hawaii, I'm going to crush it for you, and I can't wait. We can't do Dre Day? Chris?
What?
Can we do a Dre Day or no?
Yeah, we could do it. I didn't know if you wanted to
end this
episode.
You told him to take me off the show.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Dre's last
trade. Let's go to Dre
Day. Chris is so confused right now. Is he on the show or is he off the show? I have no idea.
Are we firing him or what? Is this a farewell show? Hey, let's go to Dre Day. Let's go to Dre Day. Caitlin. God dang it. Caitlin.
Let's yes.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Give him some Dre Day right now.
Oh.
Like go ahead and rap on like top that, of that, huh? Mike. Go ahead and rap on that. Go.
My name is Michael. Y'all kick lyrics like this. Other MCs get mad because they piss. But you can't flow like this with Joe Coy. You know what? He's my boy.
Oh!
Coming down the street and he's going to say,
man, that was horrible. The worst freestyle I've ever heard.
Komodo Dragon spit fire.
I was just happy he said piss after he said, what was the first
pissed.
Word he
wrote?
Pissed.
Like this.
Like this and pissed. And I was like, all right. All right. They rhymed.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough.
Komodo Dragon spitting fire.
That's his name, you guys. MC Komodo Dragon. Dre Day, go for it.
All right, guys. So I was a little late today.
Okay. And, we know.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the reason I have a legitimate reason today.
You were stuck on the freeway.
Well, that. Yeah. And I also, I couldn't sleep last night. So,
oh, why?
I don't know.
Insomnia?
One of those times where you can't sleep. And finally, about 7:30, I got sleepy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And it's like a dead sleep. Yeah.
Right?
I've had that, man.
But here's the thing. From about 5 a.m. to 7:30.
Yeah.
I was shopping online.
No, you weren't.
I wasn't buying anything, but I was pillow shopping.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was pillow shopping.
You were pillow shopping, looking at what, shoes?
Pillows.
Oh, you were literally pillows?
Oh, I thought that was the name of the thing, pillow shopping.
Yeah.
That's a good name
for
it.
That is. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, pillow shopping.
So,
pillow shopping.
Pillow shopping.
And it feels so good.
So dumb. What happened with your pillow shopping?
So, my thought was, as I'm laying there, like, how things have changed for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for pillows.
Yeah.
And this is, in that moment, it was the most important thing in my world.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, because you hate the pillow that you have right now.
Absolutely.
You're tossing and turning. You can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
Now, go back 20 years ago, you could have slept on a book.
Exactly.
You would have slept on an encyclopedia book because you just needed something to elevate your neck a little bit.
A little bit.
You didn't care about dove. What is it called? Down feathers? You didn't care about any
of
that. Hypoallergenic. Fibers. You didn't care about any of that.
Anything.
Thread counts. You didn't care about thread counts.
Thread count. Egyptian cotton. You didn't care about any of that.
Nothing. Now I want. I'm looking at memory foam.
Memory foam.
I think one had a remote.
Ooh, that sounds good. That's a good pillow.
It was like
send
aqua.
Me that. Hey,
it was like
hey, send me that website.
It was like aqua pillow.
Yeah, man.
There's ooh, a lot of
yeah,
lot
that's
of
got
choices.
Some kind of gel or something.
There's a lot of choices out
there's
there.
There's a
man.
Lot of choices.
And I think I saw them all.
And then when you were done pillow shopping, you closed your laptop. looked at the ceiling, and this is what you said. I'm fucking old.
Exactly.
I am an old man.
Exactly. I just spent the last 2.5 hours of my life
looking at pillows.
Looking at pillows.
And now I have to pee.
Yeah.
That's another thing. You know, oh. That's another thing when you get old.
Oh, you pee.
You pee.
I got to pee right now, actually. Can you hurry up?
Yeah, no, yeah, serious, yeah. I have to go to the bathroom. That's the truth. I got to pee too.
We've been doing it for 58 minutes. I got to blow.
I got to pee too. It's been 58. Dre, that was an amazing Dre day.
Was it really?
Yeah, I love it.
It was great.
It was amazing.
I thought it was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
No, because a little above that is pretty pathetic, and I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah.
That you were pillow shopping at 5 o'clock in the morning.
And then I took my flat pillow and I folded it in half and stuck instead it
under my head. Hilarious.
And all right, so now if our Instagram is full of pillows, we know something's going on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Chris. And that goes for everybody else that's listening to this pod. If you go to your Instagram and you see a bunch of pillows coming up on your line.
Yeah. Clear your web browser.
Yo, it's time to elect a new official. I love you guys.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Fun. Yeah. This was a fun episode. We got this basketball game that we're going to get going. And for
$1,000. $1,000 to charity. What charity?
Well, you pick yours. I'll pick mine.
Okay, great.
Mine will go to... I'll hold on. Yeah. I was about to say it, but I'll hold on. Kaylin, I love you.
Love you too, bud.
Chris Loxamana.
Not enough to get your name right, though.
Yeah, I know. Chris, I love you, man.
I can't wait to see this basketball game. If you want to do an undercard, Dre, me and you.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like that challenge. Just say that for show two.
Yeah, show two.
Dre Day. Follow Dre at I am.
I am Drano.
I am Drano. And then, of course, there's Michael Yo.
And Michael Yo. I gotta go.
I love you guys. This has been the Koi Pond. We'll be back. I had no time, so I would make a way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her now. I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance, then I'd say, yeah. I could fly you out to Paris, yeah. Okay. Buy you some carrots, yeah. Tell me, baby, is that cool with you? Yeah. Ooh, and she said, Instagram. Can't help but notice that you moved to Cali and I'm going for the weekend. I see that now you poppin' and you got options. Yeah. Girl, I'm not a creeper, damn, I must admit I'm creepin'. Damn, girl. We could make up all the time that got away.